Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am also the author of The Walking Leader. The Walking Leader is my first leadership book, first business book, first book that had, that has 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you? Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking around and following me here on iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, or you're following me here on the website, or you're following me through some other RSS feed. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you taking the time. I do appreciate you listening. And really, no, I mean it. I appreciate you. Thank you. Comments, questions, concerns, please drop me a note. Dave@daveguerra.com. That's DAVE@DAVEGUERRA.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. And tell me you're listening to the podcast and what you think. I really want to hear from you. Everybody, if you're listening, drop me a quick note. It doesn't take much. Just say, hey, Dave, good one, bad one, more, less, whatever. Please, just drop me a note. Let me know what you're thinking. I really want to hear from you. I really want to know what you think. And, well, how can you know? How can I find out what you're thinking if I don't tell you something? And what I'm going to do is we're going to dive in this week. This is now, episode 13? And we're on rule number 12. Make sure it is not all about business. There is a time and a place for everything. However, all work and no play does make Johnny and Sally a dull boy and girl. So why not mix a little levity into a stressful day? I mean, it's the modern workplace and it's the modern American workplace and it's already, well, there's plenty of stress there. But, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm not telling you anything new. Earlier, previous podcast, I mentioned about the shutdown that never was as Hurricane Alex approached. Yet, there was plenty of downtime when the rains kept the customer-facing activities to a minimum. There were power outages. None that lasted very long, but there was downtime nonetheless. During these times, I had to do some, I had to do something to break the tension of, you know, a frustration of not being able to work because the power was out. It just kind of, you know, we work on computers now. So again, power goes out, computers go out. No one has typewriters to wheel out of a closet and start working. No, those days are long gone. So this was a perfect time to get to know each other a little bit better. And I asked everybody, well, what do you normally do when the power goes out at home? The first response came from an accounting clerk. Well, if it's during the day, we start thinking about cooking dinner on the barbecue pit. And it went from there. That was pretty good. We discussed work, spouses, kids, bills, and work. Power was restored within the hour, but during that downtime, we fostered deeper relationships with each other. And being forced to not work certainly gave us an advantage that would normally not be afforded to us. However, since that time and up until I left my job with the state of Texas, every chance we had, we made certain it was not always all about work. See, one of the most dangerous things is to make your walks all about business. If you do not show some of your soft side and are always rigid every time you leave your office, it's going to be difficult for others to open up to you. Walking around stiff and always meaning business will put people on guard, you know, put their defenses up, raise their shields, which it also means putting up a wall. And you know how I feel about walls. You know, you're just going to have to work just that much harder to tear down those walls. It does not have to be that way. See, doing all you can to ensure your walks are not all about business is one of the easiest rules any walking leader can follow. This, on the contrary, does not mean that you are walking out on the front lines to kill time, especially the employees' time. You will have to be careful to not run this rule into the ground. Now, how does one ensure that as a walking leader, you are not all business? Well, for starters, make your Monday morning walk one of those that helps diffuse the stress that Mondays always bring. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, Mondays will always bring stress. keep the conversation light so the distraction you create will not be that bad, too big, or too deep. This helps keep the employees somewhat on task without being overly distracted. Some will argue that any distraction is too much. And bully on them. No, poo on them. There we go. I disagree. See, there is no greater distraction than Monday with its, why is the weekend so short? That's just terrible. But throughout the business day, you know, you can do, hey, did you catch that game? And of course, the ever popular, how was your weekend? Each question can lead to long, drawn-out discussions regarding who had the better weekend and so on and so on. See, throughout the business day, staff will need to get up and stretch a bit so they don't get bored into the point of distraction, so an occasional diversion is allowed. Thus, it is valid, and you, as a leader, are not expected to be all about business. Get out there, break the ice, start a conversation. If you're not too sure how to start a light conversation, here are a few icebreakers to get the ball rolling. Hey, Joe, how are the kids? I mean, that's if you know that Joe has kids. Hey, did you see any of those football games this past weekend? I mean, so long as football is in season. How about them Astros? Now, of course, this is going to vary on season and obviously the local favorite sports team. Professional sports team, or you know, semi-pro or college team, it doesn't matter. But again, it's going to vary by location. It does not have to be the Astros, just that in my neck of the woods, that's what it happens to be. And of course, hey, did you see that new movie? And insert the name of the latest release that you saw. So that means you're going to have to go look at the movie, go watch a movie. Now, something important to remember is to not interrupt when an employee is answering your questions. Then again, it's just as important to not interrupt when the employee is with the client. Wait until later, or come back tomorrow, but under no circumstances should you interrupt while the staff member is performing her duties, especially those duties and assignments that require plenty of attention to detail and cannot be put off. Now, there's some things that Monday mornings are just going to have to happen. If you deal with an organization that, or if you're in an organization that deals with money, monetary transactions over the weekend, Monday morning is 2 days of catching up within a couple of hours, and that's going to be crazy. So, you know, come back Tuesday. See, getting to know people is the best way to gain the trust of those you do not supervise. The line between you being there only for work and you being there for everyone will not be as thick as it was initially perceived. And that is a good thing. Of course, you will have to do some homework. You will have to watch and keep up with the latest sport and events, watch the latest motion picture releases, and visit some of the newest attractions in your area. While you might find it fun to do, remember, it is all about having something to talk about come Monday morning and the rest of the week. Folks, it's real easy. Just turn on the news. Even if you don't like watching the local news or the national news, you got to do it. You got to bite the bullet and watch. Again, and it's not just because you want to stay informed, which is always a good thing, but again, it's also to communicate and use that as icebreakers to get behind those walls of those employees, especially the ones you do not supervise, and get to know them. And in turn, they're going to get to know you, and that's a good thing. So, in summation, it's not all about business, but you know what? Because it's not all about business, it eventually all becomes about business. So think about it that way. Talk, keep it low key, keep it light, break the ice. But eventually, you're going to form a relationship that's really deep, that's really solid, and that really will be there for when you need to get work done, and when you need something, and when they need something. They know they can call on you because, again, they know you, they know of you, they know what you're about, and you know them, and you know what they're about. So it's a two-way street. It's a dialogue, definitely. So again, remember, keep communicating, break the ice, talk to them, they'll talk to you, and make sure it's not all about business. Well, listen, that wraps up rule number 12, and that wraps up episode 13 of the Walking Leader Podcast, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. I do hope you are taking some of this, something good out of this, and let me know. I really, truly want to hear from you. So listen, until next weekend, my name is David Aguirre, and I thank you, and I wish you a good week, good Labor Day weekend, and until next time, take it easy, take care, goodbye.